This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, and the International Gospel Hour is a radio broadcast which is heard throughout this nation and in several other nations as well, for example, Mexico, Canada, and surrounding islands. For the past several days, we've been studying with you a biblical account of conversion. The importance of this is seen in the fact that Jesus made clear that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now this makes clear that even though a person may think that he has been saved, it does not necessarily guarantee that he is merely because he thinks it. It is not the one who merely calls Lord, Lord, who merely cries out, Oh, how I love Jesus. But it is the man who does the will of God. It's the one who learns what the Bible teaches and obeys it. Christ offers to be the Savior of everybody, but as a matter of fact, he is the Savior only of those who obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Our approach to this study has been to raise the question, what great lessons can we learn from the account of the conversion? So far, we have seen, number one, that every soul is of great value in the sight of God. Secondly, that God is especially concerned for those who are concerned about their own souls. Third, that a man can be lost even though he is religious, sincere, and zealous. And fourth, we've raised the question, what should be preached by men who preach? Now we see that the Bible tells us in Acts 8 that as these two men, that is, the Ethiopian of the account in Acts 8, 26-40, and Philip the evangelist, who had been riding along together in the chariot, were studying from the prophet Isaiah. The Ethiopian had been to Jerusalem to worship, and as he returned home, he'd been reading from the 53rd chapter of that marvelous book, a chapter which tells us about Jesus Christ, a predictive prophecy of his coming crucifixion for the sins of the world. And as they rode along, he asked Philip, Of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other? And Philip began from that scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now, what does it mean to preach Jesus? Just to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus over and over? Obviously not. There are certain things that one must hear, must understand in order to understand about Jesus. Already I pointed out that you must understand about his person. That is, that he is eternal, the eternal Word, self-existent, one of the three persons of the one Godhead, as we read in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next, we have seen that to preach Jesus, you must preach the truth about his name. For instance, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Paul had this to say, Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So you must preach the truth about the name of Jesus. And then you must preach the truth about the authority of Jesus. Philip could not really have preached Jesus to this man in a way that he could have understood without preaching about his person, his name, and his authority. He had to tell him about the fact that he came to this low ground of sin and sorrow to live a perfect life, to set us a perfect example, to give his life on the cross, to shed his blood, that we through that blood might be saved, and then to explain as a result of that death, burial, and resurrection that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him, as he plainly declared in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. My friends, that leaves no authority for any preacher, your speaker included. All authority rests in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. Please do be with us for our next broadcast.